Proclamation number 9000, dated the June 22, 1965. God is aware of the human will. Natural disaster. Protection of the servants. Everything is included in the plan of creation, and thus it follows that I know every person's will which, so to speak, provides me with the reason to shape his destiny of life such that it can only benefit him, providing the person strives for the latter. And you can rest assured that I indeed know the inclination of every individual person's will, but I cannot change it or make it inclined towards me. Nevertheless, I can still let a human being take many paths in order to attain a change of will. This is what I intend to achieve through my intervention, which will certainly claim countless people's lives, but for whom the gates into the kingdom of the beyond will still be open so that they can still reach maturity there. Yet the remaining survivors will be granted the tremendous grace of being able to accomplish this change of will while they are still on earth, in order to then be saved for eternity. Time and again I refer you humans to this event, but I do not find any credence. Only very few people spend serious thought on the forthcoming event, yet even they are incapable of imagining the magnitude of the catastrophe, because it will surpass everything that ever has happened on this earth. And neither can the individual person form an impression of it, because people will be cut off from all communications, the connections between the affected places as well as the countries will no longer exist. Some swathes will seem entirely deserted where only a few will find each other in order to continue their life. Anyone who does not hold on to me and entirely puts his trust in me will be horror-struck. And then his will can decide. Every individual person can still find me and he will be very safely guided through the chaos. But he can equally curse the being which allowed this to happen and the curse will fall back on him. And especially because I am aware of people's will during the last days, it shall be my last attempt to spare people the dreadful fate of a renewed banishment. And again you'll ask why I allow such destruction to come upon humanity, which will only be surpassed by the final disaster, because you'll lack faith in an eternal God, in a creator of heaven and earth, in the one who also created you. The number of people who still possess faith and have not lost it as yet is constantly declining. And these will not cease to believe or they will be recalled beforehand so that they will not have to endure this suffering. And neither need you pity anyone who departed prior to it, for the opportunity to mature fully still exists for him in the beyond. But once this day has come it will be futile to escape, for my hand reaches all places, and thus I also keep my protective hand over everyone who belongs to me. And I will manifestly be with them, for they will be in utmost adversity and I will come to help them in their need. And then it will be clear what strength of faith can achieve. For anyone who merely seeks my proximity will receive the evidence of my presence and his faith will constantly grow stronger. The time of the event will not keep you waiting long, even if 1,000 years are like a day before me. However, I have told you that you will live to see it. And that means that a large proportion of those who accept my word will experience it themselves, that I will still make great demands on them, for then the time of activity will have come when you shall still be diligent laborers for me and then I will not remove you from earth until you have fulfilled your task. This applies to all of you who work for me and my kingdom. The time and again I keep telling you that I don't have many laborers in my vineyard and that I will therefore protect everyone who places himself at my disposal. From this alone you can conclude that it won't be long until this disaster, which will be inconceivable for you, both its magnitude as well as the suffering and misery it will signify for the survivors, Consequently, I must equip those people with much strength so that they will be my supporters during this time of sorrow. And I will also give you strength, since you are very weak by nature, because I will need you during this time and will use every conceivable means in order to increase the number of my own, in order to grant them firm faith as to influence those who still lack faith in a God and Creator, to whom all power is given in heaven and on earth and who thus can also extend the life of those who want to help them gain faith. And remember that the end of a period of salvation has come, that this time need only be exceptionally used and that I will therefore also use exceptional means in order to merely fan the tiny spark of faith in a person before he has to relinquish his life. For once he has this small spark, it will also ensure his ascent in the spiritual kingdom. But to depart entirely without faith from earth is a hopeless state and will end with renewed banishment, because the gates of the beyond will close the moment the old earth is dissolved. For this reason I will leave no stone unturned at the end in order to persuade people to change their will, and because my gentle voice within is ignored by them I will speak louder, so loud that they must hear this voice. But whether they will recognize me myself by that is still left up to them, nevertheless, it seals their future fate. Even so, you, who are of service to me, are assured of my protection and blessing in spiritual and earthly adversity, for I am in need of you. So even if you approach difficult times, you are nevertheless looked after by me and need not fear anything. Amen.